We're going to move from the complexities of Bitcoin to something I still haven't figured out, which is SPACs.
SPACs were the thing, Tom, back in late 2020 into 2021. I mean, they were coming out seemingly daily. And to me, I grew up with SPACs when it was a big proven investor like a John Malone. Okay, John Malone, I'll give you some money. You go make a deal. But then they became A-Rod and so on and so forth. But Wall Street made a lot of money. Some investors made some money. Law firms also made some money. Let's get the latest there. Roy Strum, Bloomberg Law Reporter. Roy, talk to us about how the big white shoe law firms in New York and other major markets, how they dealt with the SPAC business. Was that lucrative for them?
Yeah, definitely. Big law firms had never really been interested in the SPAC market before it really took off over the past 2 years. It was kind of a, you know, law firms are very interested in their reputation, and SPACs didn't have the greatest one. So they left it to some boutiques. But as more than $160 billion was raised in SPACs last year, it's the type of money that big law firms really can't ignore. And they piled in a big way, hiring lawyers from these boutiques and marketing their services.
There are those that are suspect. And I mean, you get the fancy name Shaq, Gary Cohn, Bill. Of course, Bill is Bill Ackman.
Right.
Colin, the guy with the 49ers. A-Rod, as you mentioned. And the rest of it, all these fancy names. And Roy, what I want to understand is, do the packagers of this and do the law firms have a legal risk or lawsuit risk if these things don't work out, as some predict?
I'm not sure that the law firms would face much risk, but there's certainly, they are concerned with some of the regulatory issues that face the SPAC market. The US SEC has been open about its concerns about some of the things that SPACs do, for instance, making projections about their potential future growth. But the lawyers that I spoke to, they were definitely concerned with the future, especially this sort of negative view that the SEC has about them, and also kind of the underperformance we've seen of SPACs that are trading.
Roy, thanks so much. Roy Strum today, Bloomberg Law there on SPACs as well.